Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm forgiven, and you are forgiven. Praise the Lord, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective through a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Remember to tune in live with me at 6:30 a.m. by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com by following me on Facebook at Roxy Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by having the recording sent straight to your phone at 8 a.m. by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to the phone number 33222. That's the entire phone number, 33222. So text the letters MM and you will receive a confirmation via text message. Our topic for today is deciding to value yourself more. Deciding to value yourself more. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. And I am reading from the KJV. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this again. But ye are, that means all of you listening to this right now, including me, because the word comes through me and it's for me to receive as well. A chosen generation, selected by God, predestined. God knew you, the book of Jeremiah 1 and 5 states, before you were even formed in the womb. So that means you are not a mistake, not a mishap, not an accident, not a failure, but a chosen generation. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood. You have a royal bloodline because you are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. A holy nation. That means we are set apart, sanctified. We carry and we are the essence of the righteousness of the Lord. A peculiar people. Strange, but strange in a good way. Some people would even say crazy, but again, crazy in a good way. You know how people say, there's just something about you. That is the way we are, a peculiar people. Why? For what purpose? That we should show forth, exemplify, evidence, live the praises, worship, appreciation, and thankfulness of him who has called you out of darkness, God, our Father, Yes, our Savior, into his marvelous light, into everlasting joy, everlasting peace, everlasting goodness, eternal life. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. Deciding to value yourself more. Have you ever been on a plane and you're watching the flight attendants as they perform that mandatory emergency teaching, and they get to a part where they say, in the case of an emergency, the oxygen mask will drop down automatically. But if you are with a minor or someone who would need your assistance, you must first apply the oxygen mask to you, then to them. Because unless you ensure that you have enough oxygen, unless you ensure that you are taken care of first, cannot adequately take care of those who are depending on you, deciding to value yourself more. You see, in life, especially for those of us who are Christians, or those of us who are mothers or women, we spend generally our entire lives focusing on taking care of others. We take care of the church. We take care of the pastor. We take care of the first lady. We take care of the bills and the affairs of the church. If we are mothers or if we are the caregivers for others, we make sure that everything is done for everyone else first. And then at some point, we will try to plan something for ourselves. If we are the fathers or even single fathers, we're taking care of everyone else. Or if you are the husband, you're taking care of the home. And what happens is that in doing that, we ensuring that there is sufficiency for ourselves for the long haul. This is why we find ourselves jaded, cynical, bitter, caustic. This is why we find ourselves so tired sometimes. This is why we find ourselves being diagnosed with multiple medical conditions sometimes, because we're not eating right. We're not exercising right. We're not getting enough sleep. We don't laugh enough. We have our whole lives intertwined with everyone else to the point where, although we're thinking that we're doing them a favor, we're doing everything to our own detriment. If you don't believe it, be sick for 2 or 3 days and see what happens in the operations of your home. See what happens in the logistics of what you do on the job or where you own a business. See how well things can function in the ministry. Because sometimes we think erroneously that in making ourselves indispensable, then we are setting ourselves up to always be needed so that we will not be discarded. Isn't this some good teaching? But the problem is that you end up being discarded anyway, because you find out that no one is truly indispensable. They will find someone else to run that ministry. They will hire someone else to take your job. Do you see? So you have to learn to value yourself the way God values you, that you are chosen, that you are royal, that you are peculiar, you are holy, and that when you learn to do this, then not only will you be able to function optimally in the divine purpose that God has placed you in, hallelujah, but you will also stop settling for less in relationships, in men and women, in finances and jobs. You will stop settling for less even within what you demand of yourself. You will stop setting such a low standard, a low bar for yourself, because you understand the value of you. Oh, come on and praise the Lord. Our time is almost run. You see, if you go and buy your kids a car, you never make them wash it. You don't make them keep it clean. You don't make them get a part-time job maybe to pay for the insurance or do something. They never learn the value of it. And because they don't know the value of what it took for you to take on that extra expense, then they can't appreciate it fully. They'll let friends tear it up. They'll keep it dirty. They don't mind if they wreck it two or three times because they don't know how to value it. In a marriage, if the spouse doesn't understand what the other spouse is sacrificing, what it takes to work on that marriage every day, then they won't appreciate you. They don't mind cheating. They don't mind calling you profane names. They don't mind abusing you because they don't understand the value of you. Why? Because you don't even understand the value of yourself. In church, they won't understand the value of you. In jobs, because no one can truly value you, treat you better, nor esteem you higher than the standard that you set for yourself. Praise the Lord. Isn't this some great teaching? I want you just to say right now, I will value myself more. You see, some of you already value yourself, and there's nothing wrong with being confident. I didn't say arrogant, but you ought to be confident. But you got to learn your rightful place, so that you truly show forth and praise God, and so that you can show forth his marvelous light, that you could be an example and a soul winner, because people see how you value yourself, because you understand who you are in Christ, that you are not a doormat, that you're not there to be trampled on and walked all over. Now, you don't have to be rude nor harsh, but you ought to be able to stand your ground. Even the law allows you to stand your ground and defend yourself because you understand the rights you have of ownership. Hallelujah. Ownership of your destiny, ownership of yourself, ownership of your own self-worth, deciding to value yourself more. Now, we're about to go into prayer because we want to stay on time. Hallelujah. And as we pray, I want you just to begin to say, I value myself more. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. Father, we just thank you. This is another day we didn't deserve, and you gave it to us, and we say hallelujah. Glory to your name. We are excited about this day. This is our second win here on Morning Motivation. This is how we get our day started off right. This is the breakfast for our soul. This is how we nourish ourselves, and we're so excited. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for choosing us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be that royal priesthood, allowing us to be that chosen generation, that holy nation, that peculiar people. Father, we praise you as your word states in Matthew 5 and 16 that we will let our light so shine so that people, when they see us, when they hear us, they understand, Father, that it is you that whom we glorify, and it draws all people unto ourselves, unto you. So, Father, we magnify you. For everyone listening this morning, that we will begin to understand that you've already stamped us with your seal of approval. Thereby, we are worthy and we value ourselves more. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we magnify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we understand we are not mistakes. We are not failures. We are not accidents. But we have purpose in this earth. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. As I end with our task for today, just keep praising him. Keep giving him praise. Come on and say hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is deciding to value yourself more. Your task is to put value on you. You're not a cubic zirconia. put value, you're platinum. And once you do that, everyone else will have to respond to you that way. All right, I will see you in the morning live at 6:30. Do not forget to text the letters MM to the number 33222 now so you can receive morning motivation straight to your phone at 8 a.m. and share this with at least three people today. Go to feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, F-I-R-E.com. I'll see you in the morning. Go get your
live a good life, and that's what I believe.